This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I already knew I could hear the roaring coming, nearing, but at that moment, that's when you heard the house just being torn apart. But even seconds, right as seconds after that, everything started pressing in on us because we were in the bathroom. We were together. We all got pushed down flat. We were like dominoes on top of each other. And my son was on top of me. He said, "Mom, I don't want to die. I don't want to die." And I said, "Son, just pray your way through."
To the community of Lee County, we grieve by your side. And we pledge our unwavering support to help you rebuild from the very depths of this horrible tragedy.
Imagine 170-mile-an-hour winds cut a swath that was 23 miles wide, they say, killing 23 people and injuring dozens of others. We're talking about tornadoes, 40 of them slamming into Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Lee County really hit hard by that. You heard the president there mention Lee County specifically. Before that, LaShawn Wilson describing what it was like for her family as they huddled together trying to ride it out, getting out of a bathtub, looking around, and realizing so many of their neighbors were gone. Hey, everybody, what a way to kick off the week on a sad note here on my show, America Tonight. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, is a former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, have you ever been in a tornado?
I'll tell you what, I was in a shelter in Carbondale, Illinois, with the late Senator Paul Simon and his wife. Now, so we weren't in the tornado. The sirens went off. I was giving a lecture for Senator Simon up in Carbondale. And so we all ended up in this shelter and together with students. One of the students looked over at Senator Simon and said, "This is surreal." And so that was my only experience. That's called, I think, Tornado Alley up there.
It is Tornado Alley, and my first job in news was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and boy, I was really indoctrinated into tornadoes there. You'd hear the sirens go off. People told me what to do if I was
off the air. Oh, that's what they did with me, Senator Simon.
Yeah.
His wife said, we got to move now. I had never been in one.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're right about that. See, that's the thing that always is the big argument is with hurricanes, and they might peter out, they could be worse, all kinds of things can happen with hurricanes, but there are ways to track it a lot better. Obviously with tornadoes they pick up, and they certainly weren't expecting 40 tornadoes or that wide of a path of destruction.
The community of 10,000 people.
Yeah, really, 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 really sad. So while that goes on, and of course, state of emergency there, you've got a state of a different emergency happening in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of scrambling going on, but not when it comes to what's going to happen with the wall. The Senate is really preparing to block the wall emergency. Senator Mitch McConnell said, you know this, that he couldn't stop lawmakers from overturning President Trump's declaration of this national emergency to build a border wall. So that means what? The first veto of the presidency for Donald Trump's expected?
Oh, yes, it'll be vetoed before the ink's dry on the bill when it's laid on his desk. You know, Susan Collins of Maine, she's Republican, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, Tom Tillis, I think North Carolina, they were lining up, and then along came Rand Paul, who, like his father Ron Paul, is pretty, you know, down to the wire when it comes to certain fiscal items. You know, Ron Paul was libertarian, and Rand is a fiscal hawk. So he said, you know, he's not against the wall per se, he's against how it's going through. He thinks Congress ought to fund it. But that, regardless of what he thinks or why, Rand Paul provided the vote. And so now it has to be vetoed. Of course, it's veto-proof, but the president will veto that. And there's no question about it.
Yeah. And then how about this? This is the other big one over the weekend with CPAC going on. The president was there talking about what the hoax was and all of that. In the meantime, you got the House Judiciary Committee with these documents requesting 81 agencies, individuals, including his own kids and other entities tied to Trump, come up with the goods. And they're trying to launch an investigation into obstruction. Where do you think this goes? I think this gets tied up for a long time.
Right. This is the precursor to impeachment. This is the, look, Mueller's report's coming out, and already the House is starting this series of investigations because they know what you know and I know, which is probably 90% there will be no indictment of the president, and it won't lead to impeachment. So they're beginning down this path. Because, you know, I called regular earth people today, Kate, I call them, people that have no dog in the hunt in politics, and the reaction is kind of the same from them. Well, you know, if they had some real specific things, I guess they could look at it. Otherwise, it's sort of trying to find some things. And they, you know, they're going to look at 60 people, people that were in business with him or his children, et cetera. And this, of course, Chairman Nadler of New York, the Democratic chair of judiciary, who would handle impeachment, is very, very clear this is not impeachment. But there are others who are hoping that this abuse of power investigation will lead to impeachment. But you're right. This is going to be a long and winding road, and the president will be in extreme battle mode over this one. So this is kind of a gamble on the Democratic side. You know, if they spend so much of their time on this and then it really doesn't lead to anything, it will be really fascinating to watch. But the president, I know, will be in combat mode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We only have a couple of minutes left, but you understand this because you would have been involved in this. The much-disputed NSA phone program was shut down, and I just received word from someone I know about that. That was the system that analyzed domestic calls and texts, and it just sort of quietly went away. And, of course, there was debates about privacy, the rule of law after the September 11th attacks. That it was just like it reminded me of how taffy was torn all over the place when I lived in Jersey and I would see them make saltwater taffy. This thing was torn all over the place. What do you think about that?
Oh, right. You know, I was one of three people with Ron Paul and Butch Otter, only three Republicans that voted against the Patriot Act. And it was very lonely on that board that day. And people were like, are you soft on terrorism? No. But, you know, they took such liberty, Kate. And then people say, well, they have to protect us. This wasn't protecting us. This was an abuse of power. And it started under the Bush administration. It needed to go away. It wasn't finding the Osama bin Ladens of the world. In fact, they were taking in so much information, they couldn't even find anything, I think, if they had to. But I think it's, but isn't it funny how it just, like, as you mentioned, real quietly disappears?
Yeah. Just quietly. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because you were one of three, like you said, Republicans. Boy, you were definitely on the right side of that when there's no question about it, Bob.
I was criticized until history helped us a little bit. It was a little lonely road for us at the time.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So like I said, the NSA just shut it down. And this member went into our calls and texts, like I mentioned. They haven't used it in months, apparently. And this happened during, as Bob said, the Bush administration. It was part of that pursuit for al-Qaeda conspirators in the weeks after the 2001 terror attacks. And then the court said, okay, absolutely do it. And then you had Ed Snowden enter Snowden. He talked about the program. He disclosed its existence in 2013, and that's how that exploded. And then there was this awareness of how not just the U.S., but other governments and private companies exploit personal data and what they end up doing with it in the wake of the Patriot Act. And that all started so long ago. Coming up next, taco sauce and missing girls found. Stay with us.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
It's going to be a tough day. It's going to be a tough several days, I imagine. But the committee's doing well, and we're going to do everything we can to help it, especially the folks that have lost loved ones and the folks that are without homes now because of the loss of their residences.
Yes, yeah, sad story, obviously, in talking about Lee County, that Sheriff Jay Jones, the level of destruction, the worst they've seen at least 50 years, 23 dead, the tornadoes slamming into Alabama. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out in a safe tornado zone, but I know what that's like to be in Tornado Alley, certainly not to go through a tornado. I've lived through two hurricanes, but not a tornado. I've interviewed many people in my career who have survived them, and it is incredibly scary, and it breaks my heart to think of the children that were lost, and who knows if there are more people who didn't die there as they continue to search through what's left over. You never, ever know. I saw the saddest story where there was a couple and they had sold their house. They were probably in their early 50s. They had sold their house to a young couple about 2 months previous, and the house is just completely gone. And they said, have you seen the couple? No. Nope, haven't seen them. Don't know. Nobody knows. And it's incredibly heartbreaking to think of that and think of those young children who were in the middle of this. And this is Mother Nature. And it is a question of how fast can you scramble, how much can they warn people with these tornado warnings, these systems. And the answer is not, they can't do too much about it. There'll be warnings. And they said there was maybe up to 7 minutes, but that's texts and does TVs go off and anything to warn people in any way they can. But nobody was predicting the kind of tornadoes that smashed into the deep south. And when you see it, it always looks the same. It looks like a giant stepped on an entire neighborhood and then the one next to it and the one next to that. And often you see, speaking from experience, when you go out afterwards, you'll see maybe a whole block is completely demolished, but then the next block is fine. In this case, it was so wide the destruction, that pretty much everything was flattened. There were some people that were lucky and they survived by throwing themselves into a bathtub that really can work. And then there were others where the half of the house went down and they survived that and they were hanging on for dear life while the wind was howling through what was left of the house. And the stories are just incredibly heartbreaking, as I mentioned. And they're going to be picking up there for a long time, rebuilding, all that sort of thing. And certainly our it sounds so trite to say our thoughts are with the people. But what can you say other than, okay, we'll donate money, we'll do what we can to help the people there, and that's it. I mean, that's all you can do. And it's just a horrific thing when you lose family members. But I always say it's about the human side of it, not the stuff. Stuff, it might be a pain, but stuff can come back to you. People cannot. And that's where it's going to be really tough, because that's a lot of loss when you talk about 23 people. Swinging into loss of another kind, Hillary Clinton, while there's been hints that Hillary Clinton might run, because every Democrat seems to be running, the list is very long. It's kind of a who's who of older candidates who have run before and younger candidates you might not have heard of. And now Hillary Clinton had this to say about, come on, are you going to run in 2020? Are you?
I'm not running, but I'm going to keep working and speaking and standing up for what I believe.
There you go. And so I wonder who she would really throw her weight to, because you've got Senator Cory Booker, a New Jersey senator, who he declared February 1st, and he's thought to be a rising star for a long time. You have the Indiana mayor who's running. You have the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro, who's running. John Delaney, the former congressman, I think he would be lower on the list, although he's a millionaire, entrepreneur, and business person. Tulsi Gabbard is running. So is Gillibrand. Senator Gillibrand from New York is running. Kamala Harris is running, the senator from California. Hickenlooper is running. The former governor from Colorado is running. My husband said to me, do you really think someone named Hickenlooper can win? Inslee, Governor Jay Inslee, is running, and he's the first sitting governor to join the field. He kicked off his campaign just a few days ago, and I know people are listening to us in Washington. He's serving a second term after more than two decades as a member of Congress, so he's into the mix here. And there's so many more: Bernie Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, also, and how about this? Marianne Williamson. Yeah. You know who she is? She's like the spiritual friend guru to Oprah Winfrey. Was really, really hot at one point where people talked about her a lot in that realm. Andrew Yang is running, and he's pledging to provide all Americans 18 and older with $1,000 per month. He's an entrepreneur. He's probably noted for that. And I think there's going to be many more people who say they are. But Hillary Clinton, she says she is not, that she is out of the race. She's not even going to step into the race. All right, taco sauce. I mentioned taco sauce, and then the missing California girls is pretty interesting, pretty fantastic, actually, to me. I'm going to talk about the taco sauce first, because there was a man who told the police when they found him that the eating taco sauce packets actually saved him. He was with his dog and he was stuck in the snow for 5 days. And his name's Jeremy Taylor. They found him alive, Oregon dude. And that's what he had in his car. So he had a 4Runner. He filled it with gas. He would turn it on every once in a while, get as warm as he could, got stuck in the snow. Nobody could find him. and he stayed warm periodically by off and on with the car, couldn't get the car out of anything, the 4Runner, and the tobacco packets, that's all he had for food, and that's what he used for food. I see a commercial in the future. Maybe. The girls that were missing, that story is unbelievable and fantastic. I was watching a little bit of this earlier in the day, and you think of the redwoods in that area in Humboldt County, how deep and how thick the forest is there, but somehow the missing girls were found. And this was after 40-plus hours, which they say, of course, is the most critical. And I love, love, love this story because you could see the excitement in the rescuer's face in the fact that, wow, we don't have something horrible to report here. We have something amazing to talk about, the fact that we found them. And one of the little girls said, and they were sisters, one of the little girls said, well, I learned about, you know, we've camped and I learned about fires and, of course, watching TV and all that. So she made a little fire. They had little bars that they left the wrappers. That's how they found them. Part of it was that from their granola bars. And she told her younger sister just to think of happy family things and that would make her feel okay because look at what they had to survive, but wow that they were found. That is great news when it seems like we have nothing to talk about other than some horrific things. How cool is that they survived that. And speaking of surviving, are you surviving the snow just like the taco packet dude in Oregon in the Northeast? It has slammed into the Northeast. Flights canceled, schools shut down. Boston was a nightmare, 16 inches of snow. They said that they got all their snow at once. So while on one coast you have the two sisters, 8 and 5, surviving by drinking rainwater from leaves and happy thoughts about their family, there's no happy thoughts for the people in the Northeast who are shoveling. Over 580-plus flights were canceled on Monday. Boston's Logan was a mess. The three airports in New York, LaGuardia, Newark, and, of course, JFK, nasty stuff there. It's crazy what you see people doing. I saw, like, massive snow and somebody on a bicycle riding on a bike through the snowstorm. How do you do that and not slide all over the place? Cars were sliding all over the place. In Connecticut, 16 and a half inches. In Sharon, Massachusetts, 16 and a half inches. In Burrville, Rhode Island, 17 inches. Nasty stuff. Hey, we're hitting the mailbag next. I'll meet you there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Survivors of the deadly tornado in Alabama sharing terrifying stories. One woman telling a reporter she's on the phone with her mother, and I kept telling her, I'm gone. More than 20 people killed as the massive tornado hits Lee County. Chris Darden with the National Weather Service.
We are upgrading that to an EF4, estimated wind speed of 170 miles per hour.
Right now, search dogs on scene looking for people still unaccounted for. To Washington, D.C., where Democrats request more documents from President Trump. He says he's happy to turn over whatever they want.
You're going
to
cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax.
And Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died. He had a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages,
papers. They have fun. I am in the middle of the mailbag. Picture this. It's waist high, thanks to the miracle of Al Gore's internet, it's virtual, so I feel pretty good about that. Because I always say this, but I'm going to throw it out there again, I'd be buried in this stuff if it was actual physical mail. So thanks to you, and that tall guy in the back for taking a big, fat interest in the show and keeping the show really rolling through all of your emails. And you got a lot to say this time about Michael Cohen leaving Neverland, which is this HBO documentary that just was rolled out. And then the two girls that survived in the wilderness in California. Pretty crazy story. And, of course, the tornado, too, as well. And Luke Perry. So let's dive right into it. In talking about some of what was interesting to all of you, I got this one from, I got actually emails from Van, from Jake, and from Patrick, who talked about Michael Cohen, and pretty much all three think he's a rat punk, but they don't doubt that some of what he's saying is true. He was the lawyer for the president. After all, I'll read this one from Van, who says, Kate, I'm just kind of neutral about Donald Trump. I wasn't high on any of the Democrats. Hillary Clinton would have been an atrocious president. Sorry, I got to say that for any of the left of left people, as you say out there. But I have to also believe a little bit about what that rat Michael Cohen had to say, because after all, he represented the president. So, of course, he knows if there was anything nefarious or if there were payoffs. And does anyone in America not really think that there was any kind of hush money to the porn star? I really believe everybody believes that there was hush money there. Showing the check was crazy. And in the end, there isn't any tapes. There isn't any of that kind of evidence. I can't imagine that the president goes down as a result of Michael Cohen. What do you think? Well, you know, no, I agree. I think afterwards is where it could get dicey with New York when he's not president anymore because of how hard they're going after the Trumps just in general, taxes and all kinds of things. But the CPAC speech with the president was pretty interesting. He talked on Saturday at the Conservative Political Action Conference, and he said, you know, I'm totally off script right now, and this is how I got elected. If I don't go off script, our country's in big trouble because we have to get it back. And then he talked about the Robert Mueller deal, and he said, you know, he talked about Jeff Sessions recusing himself. He talked about Robert Mueller never got a vote or the person who appointed him. He talked about the whole voting thing. And then he talked about the fact that, you know, it's crazy that all of a sudden everything, they're pouring over everything about him because they couldn't bring him down in a, as far as Russia and the interference into the elections were concerned. So, no, I don't think that happens. I think it's afterwards where it gets, like I said, a little bit tricky. Then I got this one, which is interesting, and I haven't talked about this. I got this one from Michael, who says, Kate, I can remember growing up to the music of Michael Jackson. It makes me sick, so much of what is being talked about with Michael Jackson, although I am believing a lot of what I'm hearing, especially from the guys who say they were, in fact, molested by him. So Neverland, to me, just shows you how we don't really know what our icons are like. You know what? Yeah, this is a documentary, if you don't know. It's called Leaving Neverland, and it talks about the allegations of child abuse in the documentary, and it talks to now adults who say they were abused by Michael Jackson. And of course, the estate is, you know, he's got a $2 billion empire plus when you think of the music that still goes on. And I guess that's probably in danger. Think about it. Especially in seeing what this documentary is detailing and the stories. It's a two-part documentary. And one of the people is a former child actor, and then there's another choreographer, and they talk about, you know, what happened, that they got tons of gifts and attention when they were boys. Then they were abused for years. They talk about what happened at the ranch. They say that they got alcohol. They say that they were shown pornography, that one of them even got a wedding ring from Michael Jackson. So now on social media, it's just a bashing on all sides of this, that diehard fans are saying it's a bunch of crap and the allegations are false. Others are saying, you know, no, this is right and this is exactly what happened. So, and then on Twitter, Geraldo Rivera said that one of them, Wade Robinson, testified in court that he hadn't been abused by Michael Jackson, and that the other one, James Safechuck, did as well, but then they reversed themselves and sued the estate. So there's so much more back and forth with this whole thing. And Oprah Winfrey is now, you know, with her network and HBO, are going to air an interview with the two of them and the film's director. So this is happening right now. So this is a pretty big deal. And Oprah Winfrey saying, for me, it transcends Michael Jackson's. It's bigger than one person. It's a moment in time that allows us to see societal corruption. It's like a scourge on humanity, and it's happening right now. Now, get this part of it. I'll just go here for a second. The Michael Jackson designated his mother, Catherine, and his three children as the beneficiaries of his estate. So they tried to stop the film from airing. They filed a $100 million lawsuit last month in L.A. in a superior court. They accused HBO of violating a 92 contract, promising not to disparage the singer, but it doesn't matter. They move forward with that. And, you know, we've got the Me Too movement. You have R. Kelly charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. So we live in a way different time now. I mean, they constantly denied that when he was alive, for years, constantly denied wrongdoing. There was that months-long trial in a place where I used to live, Santa Maria, California, in 2005, that forced the allegations against him into the spotlight, but he was acquitted on the 10 counts. So, you know, this is now being debated. It's being talked about. I say that this show is about what's buzzing in your backyard and mine, and this is one of the things that is absolutely buzzing. And besides Michael Jackson, for a much different reason, very sad, Luke Perry, the star of Beverly Hills 90210, a few of you sent me emails about that. This one is from Vlad, who says, Kate, Luke Perry, a stud from the 90s, dead at age 52, were you a fan? Yeah, 90210. Of course I was. That's like early in my career. And, you know, we weren't watching a lot of Tube because we had crazy hours. But that was a show that all of us watched. Like, I was in a TV newsroom, so some photographers I was friendly with and other people, that sort of became the show that we talked about. Like, did you see what happened? And if you didn't watch it, you kind of weren't in the know, so you paid attention to it. And Luke Perry, by all accounts of people that knew him, was just a really super good guy that helped charity a lot and, you know, tried to do whatever he could using his celebrity. And he was kind of, as somebody said, because he played this character, Dylan McKay, that he was the king of cool. What's very scary is he dies at the age of 52, and he was in a series called Riverdale. And he was the dad on that show. And he had two kids, and his two kids were there. But he had a stroke. He had a massive stroke and went to the hospital, was in the hospital, and died at the hospital. That's only really the details that we know, but he was a big star from that show in the 90s, and then he was now in this new thing, Riverdale. So yes, sad to think of. When you think of strokes, you usually think of older people, but not necessarily. There are some people that are less than 60 that suffer from a stroke, and sadly, he was one of them. Oof, terrible to hear that. All right, this is about the tornadoes, and this one is from Max, who says, Kate, God bless the people in Alabama and Georgia and wherever else they were hit by those tornadoes. I never watched the news, but I happened to catch a glimpse of it and stopped. I was at a hospital, and I looked at what that destruction looked like, and it looked like nobody was left. I can't believe anyone survived that. That is absolutely amazing. And then quickly, this one from Oki, who says, how about those two girls, Kate? A lot of grit. They survived in the mountainous area of Humboldt County. I think it's a very good story, a happy story, isn't it? Yes, it's a happy story. And on that note, we're going to parachute out of here and go to the man cave next. Baby, baby, baby.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And the conversation is over money, money, money. But isn't everything about money? I just saw a Cal Penn show where he talked about the global economy, and he was talking about Bitcoin and whether Bitcoin was viable. And then he was talking about money and what does money mean and what is it backed up by in another segment of that show. It was really super interesting, I have to say. So, yes, we always talk about money in sports now, don't we? We talk about the law and we talk about money. You have to be an economist and a lawyer to understand what's happening in sports. And, oh, yeah, you have to know if the people are good or not that you're buying. So the Philadelphia Phillies paid $330 million for Bryce Harper. Is it stupid or is it smart money? If I'm Bryce Harper, I like it. In fact, Here's what Bryce Harper had to say about going to the City of Brotherly Love and wearing their uniform.
I'm very happy, very proud to be able to put this uniform on, and I can't wait to get on the field and do Philly Nation proud and do everything I can to bring love to the city and do the things I can to, you know, help in the community and bring that family-oriented thing to the clubhouse and be part of that group. So this process is definitely been a long one, but it's been a lot of fun as well. It's good to feel wanted. You know, it's good to feel wanted by the Phillies organization, by the fan base, by the city as well.
I'll tell you what, the Phillies have already sold 220,000 tickets in the first 48 hours since they signed him. But the owner, John Middleton, knows it depends on how many World Series titles and postseasons the Phillies really end up achieving through 2031. Will he be worth his weight in gold? Time will tell. It depends on winning. It's all about winning, because the more you sell these tickets, it's great, but the more you get to the postseason, the bigger money, and of course the celebration, and then what you can charge for tickets, and it's all about winning anyway. So it is interesting to see that the money's gone up. Manny Machado got $300 million for 10. Bryce Harper gets $330 million for 13. This is a pretty interesting time in the world of baseball. And speaking of interesting time in the world of baseball, as we get ready for the regular season coming up here shortly, is what happened with the Giants CEO. This is radio, but the craziest video that I have seen, and in fact, I'm going to post it on Kate Delaney fan page and let you see it when we are off the air. You'll be able to see that. But the Giants CEO going after his wife to get a phone, he says, while she was sitting in a plastic chair. It is the craziest thing. And you look at it and say, you know, everybody has cell phones. What is going on here? So the San Francisco's chief executive officer, Larry Baer, taking a leave of absence from the team when that video surfaced of this very physical incident with his wife last week. There was a statement posted by the Giants, the team board of directors. They wrote that they're monitoring the matter, and they're cooperating with Major League Baseball. They're investigating what happened. And in fact, the statement that they actually issued said this. You ready? Mr. Baer has acknowledged that his behavior was unacceptable, apologized to the organization, and is committed to taking steps to make sure this never happens again. He has also requested, the board has accepted, his request to take personal time away from the Giants beginning today. The board has asked the Giants executive team to manage the day-to-day ops of the club during this period. Ooh. He's been with the Giants since 1992. He was arguing with his wife, Pam, in a very public space. TMZ Sports, of course, it always shows up there. They show him trying to wrestle a phone out of her hand. It causes her to smash down to the ground, and she's yelling. And it's a squabble over a cell phone. She lost her balance, and boom, that was it. No injuries, apparently. And his wife came out and said, because, of course, the San Francisco Chronicle was all over this, and she said, you know, we have always been and are still happily married. You just, you know what, public, you can't, you just can't have that happen, because it just didn't look good. The optics were not good on that. So I think the Giants handled it like you're going to handle it. They issue a statement, boom. He says he's sorry. She says we're in love, happy, we're how we are, boom. And then he eventually comes back in. But he's going to be asked about that a lot. So he cannot let anything bubble up to the surface that's going to make him, you know, freak out at somebody asking that, because that's what's going to happen. You have guys that cover the team. You have other people interested in this. This video clip went viral, so lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people have seen it. Hey, you want to go to the Lakers game? Snoop Dogg is sick of how lame the Lakers are, and he's calling for Luke Walton the coach of the Lakers to be fired. He's offering up his box seats for $5. He says, this is terrible. He said, get LeBron some blank help. Somebody got to go. Matter of fact, a lot of blanks have to go, starting with the coach. So he did a video, and he offered up the box seats for the rest of the season for $5. L.A., by the way, is 30-33. They're 10th in the West. It's a grueling schedule, the end of the season for them. Of course, they signed the king, LeBron James. You could not think that this was going to turn around overnight. I do not believe, at least during the season, that they are going to fire Luke Walton. After the season, and what does it look like after that? I mean, yeah, who knows? Anybody's guess. So in the man cave, we'd be talking about that. You think he's serious? $5 for the rest of the season? Would you go? Those seats are pretty expensive in a box. I think he's joking, but maybe somebody gets to go in the box for at least one game. Maybe. What is it with fast food and the Prez and the White House and championship teams? So, the president welcomed the football championship subdivision champs, the North Dakota State Bison, to the White House on Monday. They had Big Macs, Chick-fil-A sandwiches, French fries, and other fast food. Remember the Clemson Tigers, when they went to the White House in January, that's the food that they got. So, I don't know, maybe it's cool. Maybe they like it. You know, remember he paid for Clemson's. I don't know if he paid for the North Dakota grub. There's about 150 of them, players, coaches. They were all supposedly there. And then you had the representatives from the states that were there as well. So he might have. I mean, maybe that's a thing. Hey, I'm going to pay for it so nobody else has to pay for it. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the fast food thing. I like records. It's a perfect place to take you on a little stroll through a quick record. Virginia tied a school record. They're a good basketball team. Number 2 in the country. 18 three-pointers. They demolished Syracuse. 79-53. And they just were nailing everything. It was raining trays, as they say. Because, you know, we're getting closer to March Madness, so people are starting to pay attention more to what teams are doing. And Virginia is a very, very good team. 27-2, that's the Cavaliers. 15-2 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Doesn't get much better than that. Only 2 losses, and they were to Duke. They've won 7 straight since losing for the second time to the Blue Devils. And they lead North Carolina by half game in the ACC. Thanks for joining me in the Man Cave, and thanks for joining me for this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.